Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. I'm here today with Valerie Aceta, Head of Musical Theater at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Thank you so much for joining us, Valerie.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was a missed opportunity. I was just in Birmingham yesterday. I got home. I was there for a few days and I taught at Vestavia Hills High School and worked with the show choir and stuff there. But I was booked back to back and had no time. I was going to reach out and maybe try to come see the school because I've never been there. But I apologize for that. But hopefully I'll get there soon. My listeners know that we always get to know the person before the program. So I wanted first to let you give a little bit of background on yourself and your training and career that sort of led you up to your time in educational theater.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio is my hometown, and grew up, you know, singing in choirs and doing community theater. And I went to a performing arts high school. And then I started my university training in the musical theater program at University of Miami in Florida, and loved my time there. And then I got a tour my freshman year. So I left school and went on the road and joined the union and then moved to New York right away. So I kind of did that before finishing my degree, which, you know, like as an educator now, you know, how we advise students about the choices they make in their life, right, is an interesting discussion to have as someone who like left college. But it was an amazing time and I was fortunate to have a successful performing career. Eventually, I did go back, of course, to get my undergraduate degree at Otterbein University. At that point, like I'd been working for a number of years, I was in my mid-20s and knew I didn't want to do a BFA. So I created my own degree at Otterbein. I ended up getting a Bachelor of Arts degree in musical theater pedagogy, which was awesome. It took me like 2 years to do it. Meanwhile, I was engaged to a man from Greece that I met on a show. And I moved to Greece and lived in Athens, Greece for 7 years after I got my undergraduate degree. And I ended up being the head of drama at a British international school in Athens and had an amazing time there. But when that marriage ended and my time in Greece kind of came to an end, I came back stateside and got my MFA in theater pedagogy at Virginia Commonwealth University. I knew at that point I wanted to teach higher ed, and VCU is an amazing program for higher ed professors. And so right after that, I got this gig at UAB, and I've been here now 8 years. Wow. I was hired to build this program. So the program is only 7 years old. We just graduated our fourth ever class, and it's been a real dream. I love it here.
So, wow, so you were, you're the founding head of the program. You actually built it from the ground up. That's amazing. That's really, really
great.
It is
amazing.
So, there's a lot of responsibilities that come along when you're the head of the program, in addition to teaching the classes. But can you talk to us a little bit about which classes you actually teach at the school?
Yeah, in the fall, I see everyone. I teach freshmen through seniors. I teach a whole sequence of musical theater class voice, which is rooted in the ESTL voice training system. And so I see that. That's a freshman year-long class. They get individual sessions with me in that class, and as well as the group classes that we do. I teach in the sophomore year a year-long sequence of musical theater performance 1 and 2. And that is all, you know, it's basically song study, right? Individual songs starting with operetta, moving through Sondheim in the end of the first semester, and then starting with 50s, 60s pop songs, and then moving through contemporary pop and rock songs at the end of the spring semester. And then I also teach the Junior Musical Theater Showcase 2 class, which is a scene study. So we do duets and trios. And then the Senior Musical Theater Showcase 3 class, which is building that audition book. And getting, you know, all of that put together, you know, and as well as filming audition material for their website in that class. And then, depending on my schedule for directing shows, I typically direct a show a year, but depending on that schedule, I have been teaching musical theater history in the spring semester for the junior sequence too. So I teach quite a bit, and I love it. It's my favorite part of my job. So those are the classes that I'm responsible for.
Awesome. And I know you're head of the BFA Musical Theater Program, but let's also mention any other theater degrees that are offered at UAB, because I always like to throw that in as well.
Absolutely. So we are an undergraduate-only program. So besides the BFA in Musical Theater, we also have a Bachelor of Arts degree in theater. There's a general track in that BA theater program, but then we also have two concentrations, one in performance and one in design technology. So those are the other theater programs that we offer in the department.
Great. So being that you were the founder as well, this next part is going to be uniquely, I guess, easy for you. So I always ask whoever I'm interviewing to give me their elevator pitch on the school. 60 seconds or less. Give me the selling speech on UAB's musical theater program.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think every BFA program is tough, right? Like it's dense. And so, yes, we have training in acting, singing and dancing, all the different disciplines. But I think in addition to the strong training that students are getting in all of those areas and in that part of the curriculum, we also have a really strong business component to the class. So our students really leave UAB with a strong sense of their brand and their voice as an artist. They know how to negotiate a contract. They know how to do their taxes. They know how to communicate with people in the industry. So that's a big cornerstone, a big component of our curriculum. The other thing that's awesome is like Birmingham, Alabama. Who knew that Birmingham, Alabama would be such a cool city? Of course, I'm not from the South and have lived here now 8 years. And it's a beautiful city with a really rich and important history. And so it's a city that has to confront that history and really build an infrastructure to kind of deal with it. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of having, you know, the Civil Rights Institute and things in the city that are part of the structure that can inform us as artists is really unique as well. And our faculty is amazing. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I'm glad you actually brought that up, that the Civil Rights Institute being there and everything, because I often get students who are on the more liberal side of things. Let's be honest, in musical theater, most of us do end up on that side. And I never tell my students, you know, what they should think. I just sort of usually ask them where they are on their belief system and everything, so that we're making sure they're going to the right schools. And I always usually say that the musical theater programs are in their own little liberal bubble, no matter what school they're in. But what would you say to a student, and this is really putting you on the spot, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What would you say to a student that has that concern about sort of the more conservative values that Alabama is in the news for recently?
I'll tell you what, it's not putting me on the spot. We get this question all the time because we are in Birmingham, Alabama, right? It's a very, you know, typically red state and with conservative values. When you look at the theater department, right, we are probably the most progressive department in a very liberal institution in a liberal city. Birmingham is a pretty accepting and open city in that way. I'm going to toot our horn for a second, because this was just the most amazing thing. Last year, Forbes voted UAB the number one best large employer in the United States. Over like Netflix and NASA. I mean, they were all on the list of the top 100 best employers, large employers in the States, and UAB was number one in the United States for best large employer. Also that year, they voted us the number four best employer for diversity over all these other amazing, you know, huge Amazon, and I mean, like amazing, huge organizations, right? So like, I am so proud to be here and so proud to be a part of this institution. And I think those like ratings kind of can speak to our value system here at UAB a little bit, in terms of wanting to bring people here that have unique, diverse voices that are contributing to this culture that is accepting and that is, has respect for everyone and a value system that I think aligns really beautifully with a traditional theater value system as well.
Right. So. That was an amazing answer. I'm so glad to be able to finally share with my students and the people who are always asking me directly from you. So thank you so much for answering that. And before we get on with the other questions that I sort of sent you in advance for, I'm just thinking of other questions I usually get about UAB.
Great.
So there is another University of Alabama as well. Can you speak to... I mean, I know the answer to this, but are you under the same umbrella? Is it the same thing? Why is there University of Alabama Tuscaloosa and University of Alabama Birmingham?
Yeah, so that again is a question that we get a lot. I think there is some confusion there. We are completely different institutions. You know, we are both University of Alabama, and there's a University of Alabama system with a board of trustees that oversees University of Alabama Tuscaloosa, University of Alabama at Birmingham, and University of Alabama in Huntsville. But we have our own governing bodies. We make our own decisions. We are unique programs and curriculums and institutions. So, you know, we are separate musical theater programs and separate departments of theater. UA is amazing, right? And their musical theater program is amazing as well. So is their theater department, and they have an amazing MFA program. But we're different. Like Tuscaloosa and Birmingham are really different cities, and Roll Tide. I mean, they've got that football team, right?
Yeah.
And really, really the thing that UAB is known for internationally as far as our institution is concerned is our medical program. So that's the key element, I think, of UAB. And in fact, during COVID, it's been amazing. Our epidemiologists and our infectious disease experts, they're all over the international news. And we're like on the forefront of vaccine development, the forefront of trials around COVID-19, not cures, but things that help you get better.
Treatments.
Oh my goodness. Treatments, thank you. My goodness.
We're theater people.
Jazz hands,
people.
I was just going to say. Right. So really, that's sort of the cornerstone of UAB.
Yeah. So, I mean, UA is the very southern classic university with, like you said, that football team, the sports and everything.
The sororities and fraternities are really big, you know, things like that.
Right. But at UAB, that's quite different. Yeah. There's not really a big, to my knowledge, there's not really
We actually have a killer football team that's number one in our division. Who knew?
Person, I had no idea.
Right. Blazers. We're the Blazers. But we are number one in our division, but we are not in the same division as Alabama or Auburn.
Got it.
Very different division. But if you're like into sports and you want to go to the football games, like we got some good football games and we win. So
is it still a bigger university feel? Is it still fraternities and sororities and sort of that
yes.
classic campus
yeah.
feel?
We actually do have some musical theater majors that are in fraternities and sororities. Not a ton. But those that are interested in that kind of thing, it is a big campus feel. We take up 100 city blocks. Actually, it's a giant campus. So that's including the medical school, the undergraduate part of campus where we're housed is very walkable. I'll show you out my window.
Oh wow.
Look how green that is. It's beautiful, right?
Like beautiful.
So we are in downtown Birmingham and we make up the south side of downtown Birmingham, but it's green and walkable and safe and really quite beautiful. So it does have a college campus feel even though we're like part of the city.
Awesome. Well, let's get back to the program itself again.
Sure.
Give me some of the highlights that you sort of set the program apart, like benchmarks, major events toward during their 4 years there that sort of sets UAB apart from other programs.
Yeah. There are so many brilliant musical theater programs in the country, and everyone is doing their own unique, amazing things. And I try not to like compare and despair, you know, like I'll speak to the things the thing I think I'm most proud of at UAB. And besides this really strong curriculum that we have and the performance opportunities, and actually I will speak to that before I get into the thing that I'm most proud of. We do have a performance opportunity that I do feel is kind of unique. In addition to our main stage season, we have a season of touring shows. So we have 4 tours that go out every year. And the students that get cast in that, they get a $1,000 scholarship for up to 10 performances. And then if their tour books more than 10 times, they just get paid more money. So they're basically paid actors. They go out, they can go out any Friday during the semester. They get booked in schools or assisted living facilities. I mean, certainly the pandemic has limited the places that they're able to go into right now, but we have tours booked for October. So they're gonna be going out on the road. 2 of those are our musical tours. And then we always do a Shakespeare production that we offer free to the community, which I love. Mm-hmm. And then we always do like a children's theater show for sort of middle school students. So that paid performance opportunity is one of those things I think that we do that's pretty cool. But the other thing that I am just so proud of here at UAB is the culture and the environment that we have here in the department. I mean, I think it starts like our chair and our faculty certainly model this idea that, I mean, we genuinely love and respect one another. And so we tend to attract students that want to be in that environment where they're valued as a unique human and artist, right? With their individual qualities. What that doesn't mean is that it's not always like pat you on the head and you're like you're doing great, right? It's not always cushy and just hugs. Although we do love hugs. What I love about that environment is because we know that we have each other's backs and that we genuinely love and respect each other, then we can do work and we can take risks that we didn't think were possible for us. And so, you know, I mean, as faculty and as students, we're able to do work that goes so far beyond what we even imagined. It's amazing, right? And there are those days and there are those pandemic semesters where it's challenging. And we hold each other's hands and kind of walk our way through those challenging moments or those challenging weeks or semesters. But then there are those days where, you know, the work is so strong, like it's so authentic or it's so committed or, you know, and we are the biggest cheerleaders in those moments for each other. But then we say, great, how can we go even further, right? So right. Because we're in this environment where we know we're supported, we can be brave and really take risks. So I think that is something that I'm just proud of and that we tend to attract students that want to be in that kind of an environment.
That's wonderful. You mentioned performance opportunities a couple times, so I want to give you the opportunities to sort of walk us through again, starting with freshman year, give us a tour through the 4 years of what the performance opportunities look like.
Well, freshmen can audition right away, and we have freshmen. We are doing Godspell this fall, and our Jesus is a freshman. So, you know, like,
that's a sentence.
Jesus is a freshman. Yes. Put that at, like, that's your tagline for this. So if a freshman really has the right heart for whatever the role is, they'll get cast. Freshmen will get cast. So, the auditions are open for everyone. Both plays and musicals are open for everyone in the department, whether you're a musical theater or theater major. They're open for anyone on campus, actually. And occasionally we'll have a non-major in the show, which is awesome. We do 5 main stage shows a year. So, 2 in the fall, 3 in the spring. We do a musical both semesters. For the last 4 years, and including this year, one of our spring shows has been a world premiere. So that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. We champion and support new work. And so our students are part of that process, which is just so cool. So in addition to that 5 show main stage season, we also have that touring season. So that's another 4 shows that we do every year. And then on top of that, students have an opportunity to do individual projects. So we have directing students that will, you know, direct 1 acts that our students can be involved in. We've had students, like we had a sophomore a couple years ago, write a song cycle and cast that with 13 people. And so we give our students space and opportunity to explore things beyond the opportunities that we provide. So it's pretty, there's like, our students are never hurting to perform. Often we're teaching them how to say no. I'll say that.
Right. Lord knows that's a skill that we all need to develop. And what about a senior showcase? Is that something that UAB offers?
Yes, but we do it in a different way. Again, we're like the new kids on the block, right? We've only had 4 classes graduate, and the last 2 classes graduated in the middle of a pandemic. So we even from the beginning, have always done our showcase very differently. So in the fall semester of the senior year, as I mentioned before, the seniors are taking musical theater showcase with me, where we're really getting your rep book together so that you've got material and cuts and all of that kind of thing that really feel like you, but that showcase the different styles and qualities of you. But they also take this capstone class with my colleague, Roy Leitner, and it's that business class where you learn, it's, you know, a lecture class where you figure out how to do your, you do your taxes in that class, and you create your website, and you know, what do you want to say as a theater artist, and what is your brand, and what are the organizations you feel strongly about? So that all happens in the fall semester, and as part of that, we are also, we have a professional self-tape studio and a professional TV studio on campus, and we use those spaces to film any material you want for your media page on your website, right? So songs, monologue scenes, dance reels, whatever you feel is important for the brand that you're putting into the world. So then in the spring semester, we do go to New York, but instead of like the traditional model where you run out of space and you put on a show and everyone gets a couple of minutes and you cross your fingers and hope people show up, instead of that scenario, we spend 3 full days and with casting directors, directors, choreographers, associate directors, the people that we feel like can be on your team, in workshops and master classes with them, so that they really get to know you as a human being and work with you in a space. But then they also have your website and your whole media page to see more material, right? Mm-hmm. And it's working, right? We only have 4 classes of graduates, and half of that time has been in the middle of a pandemic. And like, I look at our students now, we have one who's in a full year contract at Florida Studio Theater, we have one who's on a cruise ship at with Norwegian cruise lines, we have one at Dollywood, we have one at Disney, we have like 3 students in the Human Rights New Works Festival at Red Mountain right now. We have a student who's playing Little Red in Into the Woods at the Zach Theater, right? So we have students all over the country working as the pandemic is, you know, allowing work to happen again. And we've only had 4 years of graduates. So mm-hmm. our system seems to be working really well and putting students in front of the people that they need to be in front of. So it's been successful.
That's amazing. Wonderful. Good for you guys. Talk to us a little bit about opportunities to minor or perhaps even double major at UAB.
Yeah, and I will, let me preface this whole next conversation with, that's not for everyone. There are students that you know, may not be like academic, right, that really just want to focus on their musical theater courses, and it's a very dense BFA musical theater curriculum, and so like it that can be enough, right? It's a full 120 credit hours to graduate. For those students, though, that do have more varied interests, or that come in with AP credits, or that are willing to take a summer class here and there, for those students that want to go that extra mile, there are lots of opportunities, actually. The most, I think, remarkable example of that, we had a student who graduated 2 years ago, Ebony Janae. She did her BFA, got her BFA in musical theater, and did the pre-med track, and was in the Honors College. Now, she did go to school full-time over the summers to take her, you know, advanced neurobiology classes and things like that. But, right, I mean, good for her. But, so she's been killing it. She's been doing, she was in a production of Porgy and Bess at Red Mountain Theater Company just before the pandemic happened. So she's been working professionally as an actress, but also just got admitted into a master's program in psychology because of her medical background, right? So like, she's doing it all, and she's amazing. Now, again, that's not for everybody. We have students that minor in business. We've had students that have minored in creative writing. We had a student create an individually designed minor in dramaturgy. So there are lots of opportunities for students to, you know, pursue a minor. Double majoring, I think, would be really difficult, but if you came in with lots of credits and really wanted to make that happen, because we're young, we're like, we say yes. Like, let's make it happen. Let's see what this looks like. Let's talk about the ramifications of what that looks like, but let's let's see if we can make it happen, mm-hmm. right? If that's your dream, let's see if we can make it happen.
You mentioned professional video facilities on campus. So is there a film minor or film classes there? Because that seems to be on a lot of people's minds right now with going into musical theater. I get a lot of those questions. Can I minor in film or take on-camera classes?
We don't have a film degree on campus. What we do though, and I mean, as the pandemic, and we were doing this before the pandemic, but as the pandemic has made uber clear, is how important it is to get on-camera experience. So in almost all of our musical theater performance classes, our students are doing on-camera work. So they're getting that experience and that time in front of the camera in our musical theater classes, but you couldn't minor in film here at UAB.
So you mentioned a little bit about notable alum that have gone on to work in the area, and that's awesome. talk to us a little bit about the other faculty there. Who else would the students work with as a core musical theater faculty?
Yeah, our core musical theater faculty, all of our faculty is amazing. I love them, and I mentioned that earlier. Our core musical theater faculty, there's three of us really that are the trifecta. There's me, Roy Leitner, who I mentioned before, who is just... he's incredible. He teaches that cornerstone class, and then he teaches the advanced dance classes, or capstone class and the advanced dance classes as well. He directs and choreographs all over the country. He's staged live events for Google in San Francisco. He's done staged commercials, and he just got hired as the associate artistic director at Red Mountain Theater Company. He's a genius. I am inspired by him every day. And then Carolyn Bioli is our other sort of musical theater trifecta. She's our resident music director. She's a Broadway producer. She was the music director on the tour of Beauty and the Beast for a decade. I mean, we are so fortunate to have these humans that are working and teaching our students. And then if I look at our other faculty, man, Carla Koskinen, who runs our directing program and works with all of our musical theater majors as well in class, she directs all over the country. And Cliff Simon, who is our scenic designer, designs all over the country. And Dennis McLernan, who teaches our acting classes, he's in commercials and films and performing all the time. I mean, our faculty are working all the time. And so that's exciting because we can continue to bring, those contacts and those, people in our lives back into the space. So yeah, our faculty is awesome.
That's wonderful. I always tell my students when they're looking at the faculty, to look and see make sure the faculty is contributing to the arts world outside of the university, because not only are the faculty your first contacts in this business, but you also have to make sure that they sort of have the finger on the pulse of what's going on in the industry and not just sort of living and working on campus in collegiate theater and not really knowing what's out there. So that's awesome for you guys. And it probably is one of the main reasons why you're growing so quickly and becoming so popular. So congratulations to you again on that. Let's now talk about the audition process to get into UAB. So let's start with, do you pre-screen?
We do pre-screen. I will say we're pretty generous in terms of those pre-screens. Some people are so much better live, and so we're very generous in reviewing those pre-screen auditions. If a student wants to come to campus and audition for us, we want to try and make that happen, right? So we pre-screen, and part of that too with the pandemic, we've learned that we just need to have video of people, right? And so yes, we do pre-screen. But we also love to see people live. It's really where our heart's at.
About how many pre-screens do you receive every year?
Our numbers go up every year. And again, we're young. And for the first few years, our numbers doubled every year for, so we're I would guess around 200 or so a year. It's still kind of a guess. We haven't been around for decades to be we always see between, this number and this number. We increase every year, which is awesome. I would guess around 200.
I love that you're still excited about the number of pre-screens. I'm going to check back in with you when it gets to be about 1,500 to 2,000 pre-screens. Then we're going to see if you're still saying how exciting that is.
Right. I know. I mean, those schools that are getting 4,000 and 5,000, I'm like, we're not there. So yes, we can be pretty generous and very excited about those pre-screen videos.
So
I hope we stay here because I love that,
Oh, good.
So anyway.
So out of those pre-screens, how many live auditions do you see?
I mean, again, we're pretty generous. I would say we 70-80% of that. I mean, if we start getting 250, 300, then we're going to have to really start limiting, because our time is limited in terms of when we hold auditions. You know, if and if a student really can only see us like at the Chicago Unifieds and not come to campus, then we have to be a little bit more limited in terms of how, because our time is limited when we're in Chicago, right? So there are some of those instances where we have to have a, you know, more critical eye, I guess, in terms of those pre-screens. But on the whole, we really try and see as many as we can, I would say.
Great segue. Where else do you audition other than on campus?
Just the Chicago Unifieds. I mean, we have looked into going into New York as well. I mean, of course, the pandemic has upended everything. But for now, we have two live on-campus auditions. We're doing one virtual audition this year. We found that actually last year that was a way for us to see some students that may not have been able to come and visit us or come see us in Chicago. So we want, you know, we are keeping a virtual audition again this year. So we're doing those three, and then we go up to Chicago for 3 days.
Wonderful. You know, we do our auditions here in Florida as well. They're completely free for the schools to attend. We provide you free space, free for the students. We don't charge them anything. And those are called the Florida Combined Auditions. They happen in January. We keep it small. We have about 10 schools coming this year, but we're going to try to grow year after year. It's at the Strass Center in Tampa. So we will make sure to include you on our invite list for next year.
I would love that.
Yeah. We get, you know, we had probably 120 students there last time we did it in real life. We didn't do it last year because there was just no need for it. I don't make money off of it. I don't charge the school rent to come and use the space. Strass Center donates that. And I don't charge the students to attend. They just book directly through the school. So, it'd be great to have you join us down here.
I would love that.
For 2023, if you can believe that.
Wow. Oh my God.
I know. and then lastly, how many students do you aim for an incoming freshman class?
We look for 12. That's kind of our golden number. But the largest class we ever accepted was 16. And, you know, we did 1 year of that and said, you know, like, because that was kind of our where we were thinking, oh, we could probably do a class of 16, but 12 seems to be our golden number. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah, which is small, but, you know, again, that allows for this sort of one-on-one mentorship, which is great, and it allows for a lot of performance opportunity and this environment of just a beautiful small group of humans that are making theater together. It's awesome.
Yeah, one of the things that I always sort of have to explain to students is how the waitlist process works and everything. So how many offers do you normally have to go through to get to that 12? Because certainly not everyone accepts every offer. And most of the schools share, you know, it takes us 50 offers to get our 20 or something like that. So,
yeah, we tend to, you know, double the number of offers to begin with. And then we do keep a wait list. And I'll tell you what, like, that wait list is so tricky, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, sometimes, you know, we do ask students to let us know by April 1st if they're going to accept or not, so that gives us some wiggle room in terms of going to that wait list. Now, often we have students that say, oh, can I have an extension on that? And we say, of course you can, right? And so then, like, you know, we have sometimes from the wait list that we're able to make offers to the wait list, like, you know, early April. And then there are times where, like, everyone, you know, we get a class of 12 and people accept and we don't get to go to that wait list. Or there are times, like, this happened this year. I feel like the pandemic really, people weren't able to visit campuses, and so I think students were struggling to make decisions this year, and so decisions were happening really late. I called somebody on, like, I don't know, April 30th and offered them a spot. She's here, and I am so happy that she decided to come from the wait list, but, like, to call them literally the day before she was going to, like, mail in, you know, for another program. So I'm so glad that worked out, but that happens too. It's like such a tricky, gross process. That's the one thing I don't like.
Yep. And there's not necessarily a set of rules that's followed either during the process of who gets next on the wait list. Wait lists aren't normally numbered. They're not linear. It's not like, oh, if this person doesn't take the wait list, it's the next one down. So it's whatever's going to fit in there. And that's the most frustrating part of that wait list process. And it can be the most heart-wrenching as a coach sitting here watching my students waiting on those lists, especially when I know that it's another one of my students that's holding that spot up for that kid that may or may not take it. And that happens every year, and it's just like, I want to say
Oh,
so
from
many
your
things that I can't
end,
say.
I can't imagine how hard that is from your end. What I
Yeah.
will say is that, you know, we see so many incredibly talented, beautiful, unique human beings every year that audition. And so if a student is on our waiting list, like, we would love to have them in this program. You know, it's just we can't accept a class of 40, right? Like, so, you know, I hope that when a student is waitlisted, that they still feel like, you know, loved and welcomed and happy to be in consideration. I don't know. It's so hard. And I can imagine for you, oh, tough.
So when you're picking those students, what are those qualities that you're looking for that's going to get them accepted to your program?
You know, I mean, certainly students have to have some skill in singing, acting, and dancing, right? Like as a sort of baseline. But really the thing that draws us most to people is just their heart. And I know that sounds like so hokey, like musical theatery, but I think when a student really has a sense of themselves and a sense of what they want to say in the world as an artist, and has empathy for people, like, and you know, that's hard to see sometimes in a brief audition, but we always talk to people during their audition. And we can get a sense of that, I think. That's the thing when we're like, yeah, you know, we would love to spend 4 years with this human, you know?
I tell my students too that, at this time, at this place, everyone's as talented as you are, it seems. So it's the connection that you make in the room that really gets you in the door. The talent just bought you the ticket, but you have to make the connection and show that you're a really good person that they can stand to be around for the next 4 years in order to get into the program. So, last question for you today before I let you go. What are some things that you're looking forward to in the coming year at UAB?
I mean, first of all, it's just been awesome to kind of be back in space and making theater again. I mean, really, just like, I mean, we were sort of hybrid last year, so we were in person, but we were in huge spaces. Like, we were teaching our classes in our giant theater, like our 350-seat theater. We were teaching in there and all sitting like rows apart. So, just to, you know, we're masked and the majority of us, everyone's been vaccinated. And so, I think just being able to gather in space has been really lovely. We are doing a full production season this year. Godspell opens in a couple of weeks. And it's we have hired a consultant, and we are doing what we're calling a 360 degree inclusive production of Godspell. So they're I know they're using some ASL and sign in the production. I believe they're doing walkthroughs of the set for the visually impaired. It's going to be this just I'm so excited. I'm not directing it, but it's going to be a beautiful inclusive production of Godspell, which I love. We're doing Much Ado, which is going to be hilarious. We're doing Noises Off, which is going to be hilarious. We're doing a world premiere play that we developed in readings last year that we're doing this spring called Echo, based on Greek mythology. And then I'm so excited. I am co-directing with a senior musical theater major, Devin Ty Franklin. We're co-directing our spring production of SpongeBob the musical in April. So that is something we are really excited about. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be just uber creative, and the students are just freaking out. You know, I'm of an age and didn't grow up on SpongeBob, but like am kind of loving it. You know, like I'm watching all. I'm like on season three, and I'm like watching SpongeBob every day, and like it's hilarious. It's just bizarre and awesome. So yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Tough job we have sometimes in the theater.
Right.
Valerie, it's so wonderful to sit down and chat with you. We've never had the opportunity to just sort of sit down and talk about your program, so I was excited to do that today. If anyone has any more questions about UAB and the theater program, how can they best get in contact?
I would say the first way to contact me is by email, and then we can set up a phone or a Zoom call. My email address is vaccetta at uab.edu. That's probably the best way to find.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You have a great day. We'll talk soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.